Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, it's Monday. I hope your Monday's getting started out right. I don't know, it's raining and sunny and rainy and sunny. It's a very strange weather, so just be ready for it all. It's just Florida in the summertime. And when you hear that song, you know it's time to talk a little bit about ADX Digital. Brian Prowitz is in the house with us this morning.
Good morning, Meg.
Happy belated Father's Day to you,
oh,
sir.
Oh, my gosh.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Second Father's Day weekend as a grandpa.
Oh,
and this time he's almost like 16 months old.
Oh,
so
and the perfect time.
I am his very best friend.
Oh.
I'm his blanket. I'm his friend. I'm his playmate. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love it. And that's such their little personalities really start to come out right about that time.
Well,
right?
That's one way to put it. I mean, some other things are coming out too.
Well, you're not at the at the terrible twos.
Not
yet.
Quite. No, but you can see it brewing. It's not that far from here to there for sure. But
yeah,
Father's Day was really great. And so that's one squirrel. The other squirrel is you just talked about the weather. And as we sit here in the studio, I'm looking at like the weather radar all over country and everything. And of course, we had kind of some crazy weather last week.
Yes, we did.
I know nothing compared. You're telling to the Yankee that it's not nothing for
He's
weather.
He's from Oregon. That's what you have to understand. This is a whole
Thank
summer.
Thank you for saying that correctly, by the way.
So summer in Pensacola is a whole new experience
yes,
for him.
And it was very exciting. And lots of things that are great. Wait, do you know we actually have, and maybe even more than one, but we have a platform, digital platform, that actually reacts to the weather.
Really?
We can set weather triggers.
Really?
On the outdoor, what we call digital out of home marketing. So we can put your message display or video ads on screens throughout the area. We have 133 locations in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, including some of those big outdoor digital boards.
I've seen those. Okay.
But think about this, like when the weather turns, if you are a roofer,
right,
or you sell certain kinds of generators that kick on when the power goes out,
hurricane supplies of any kind,
could be a good idea. If the weather turns and if thunderstorm activity gets intense, kind of a thing, it could be a good reminder. It's just, it was a squirrel. You mentioned the weather. I'm looking at this, all the yellow and red and orange across the country. So just the weather triggered squirrel.
Well, and it's so important. We have we cover the weather 24/7 here on News Radio 92.3 and Cat Country 98.7, our sister station. I will be at the EOC, which is one of my roles to play during the storms. And we have a whole team of people that will be both at the Escambia County and Santa Rosa County's EOCs. And so the coverage is really great. Mm-hmm. And also, just remember to get prepared and know that that all you have to do is listen to these stations. Because like you said, I remember when Sally was coming through and Hurricane Sally was supposed to hit a little west of us in Mississippi, and it took a turn at the last minute and really hit us hard. So we want to pay attention, and this is the time. We're not kidding around with the whole paying attention and being aware.
Yes, absolutely. So that's one thing. That's one example of a digital product that we have that is very dynamic and very unique. And here at ADX Communications, so you hear ADX Communications associated with News Radio 92.3, it's because the parent company for this radio station is ADX Communications. Under that umbrella, we have Cat Country 98.7. We have Pensacola Playlist 94.5. We have Sports Radio 99.1. And, of course, this year, radio station WNRP, the News Radio 92.3 powerhouse. So those four radio stations are spectacular branding and awareness, certainly moving the needle to push people through your front door. But from another standpoint, and with the trends in marketing, digital has become its own thing. And that's why you hear us talking about ADX digital marketing on radio stations. We also have a spectacular sales team who's been doing this for so long. And for them to shift mentally from the benefits of radio to incorporate and include digital in some of the campaigns that they talk to the businesses about, it just makes sense. So when you are talking and thinking ahead a little bit, and I want to shift into that mode because we just talked about Father's Day, but as you're thinking ahead and you want to be strategic, the encouragement here today and hopefully one of the big messages you get from these segments here on Pep Talk is to think ahead and to be strategic and to be deliberate and very intentional about where you commit resources for your marketing. But you really have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Think ahead, not from a sense of hurricane preparedness, but marketing preparedness.
Right.
And terrible com. It sounded better in my head. And then I just said that out loud. But
no, thinking either. It makes
ahead,
sense to me.
The holidays, you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even quite July. You said there's 12 days to 4th of July right
yes,
now?
Yes.
Isn't
what
there
just
a 12
said.
Days of July 4th miss song we should sing?
Yes, we should have one of those for sure.
So it's coming up. But the holidays, y'all, Q4, not that far away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right now, as we're talking to people about their campaigns, we're really encouraging a 6-month run
mm-hmm.
so that whatever you're establishing in July has time to build and grow and get spectacular as you head into Q4 and the holidays.
Well, the thing that I've learned from you, Brian, is that there's so many, I really didn't have an understanding of digital marketing until I actually have been in this position and hearing your show every week. And I'm amazed at all the different strategies and products because I never understood. Just you today, I just learned something again today about the new digital boards that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exciting.
Yeah.
But you can do a whole package. And what I really love about what y'all do is there's an accountability. It's not like you go and you buy this particular package and then you go, okay, good luck. Hope it works. You actually come back and analyze.
We're always looking at the reports. We can give you your own dashboard, too, by the way. You can log in and see what impressions and click-throughs and everything are at any time. And then once a month, we download a very detailed report. We talk about reports on this program a lot. You can go back at adxdigitalmarketing.com and hear the shows that we've done talking about reporting. It seems like I do those once a month. When whatever I'm doing and I'm really into, I just bring on the show. So when it's reporting time, I'm talking about reporting. And in this case, we're talking about trying to think ahead a little bit and get organized and really be strategized. And the way to do that is to give Jeff Wayne a call. Jeff Wayne is our sales manager. He's our boss. He's also sometimes our friend. Also, happy birthday to you, Jeff, and
yeah,
happy Father's
Day.
Yeah,
just to say happy birthday.
850-262-6000, 850-262-6000 to start your conversation on digital marketing. And the key to that is we sit down with you, we get to know your company before we start throwing all kinds of stuff at you about you should do this, you should do that. We need to know more about your company. We want to get to know you. We want to support and help local companies like yours grow and succeed and expand because that makes us all better.
All right. Talking with Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital Marketing. We are going to come back right after this break and fill you in on some other ideas on how you can help your business grow right here on Pep Talk. And, of course, if you ever have a question or a comment, please text it in. He's the expert on the expert panel this morning, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brian Prowitz is here with ADX Digital Marketing, talking about ways we can help your business grow. So tell me a little bit more about Father's Day. Was it a good day for you?
Oh, of course, yeah, with the little one that we have. And I've got two of my three daughters in under our roof right now and the third one inbound in a couple of weeks. And so it's a good time right now to be me. That is for darn sure. But I wanted to bring that up because the big question to you, dads, how many gifts did you receive from an internet ad this weekend?
Oh, good question.
Personalized golf balls? Probably a Facebook ad. I don't know. An Amazon gift certificate?
Oh.
Last second. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dad, check your email. I sent you a thing. I've done that too many times. And then maybe clothes or barbecue utensils or even recipes. I cooked some stuff last night that I went on the internet to, I remembered seeing it like in a Facebook reel.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and searched it and found it. Oh yeah, there. That's how I'm supposed to do that. So
I'm seeing lots of grill stuff too for grillers.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Are you not a griller?
Oh, I am.
Oh, okay.
Oh no. Almost every day.
Oh, okay.
Almost
all
every
right.
day. I sent my wife a link for a particular grill I want over the weekend as well. The reason I bring that up is because every place that you could possibly advertise a tchotchke for dad is a place you could be advertising your tchotchkes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Good point.
So between, Facebook and Meta,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty obvious, but also even Amazon. So we can identify people based on the things that they look at and want to buy, especially if it's something that would suggest that they're in the market for whatever you have. So if somebody is on Amazon looking at, I don't know, like tarps.
Right.
Maybe also they would be interested in talking to you about a new roof.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good point.
This a lot, like with air conditioning mm-hmm. Companies. You've heard me talk about this before. So if there is a 30-year-old female homeowner or older in the area on Amazon looking at portable heater or portable air conditioner or air filters for your HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to buy online. How about instead you stick your 30-second commercial in front of them
uh-huh.
and say, hey, we sell filters. struggling keeping your ambient air temperature comfortable? Talk to us. These are all ideas that we have and ways that we can reach people and to make sure that your product is getting placed in front of your target audience. Now, I have already mentioned the holidays coming up. So from the weekend, the lesson would be, as a dad, or hey, moms and kids, how many gifts did you look at or buy through Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Amazon for dad? Now let's think about in the future, the holidays coming. Maybe there are some more birthdays. Certainly, maybe it's back to school. Maybe some kids are going off to college a little bit later in the year. But I'm starting already to think about Q4. I'm already thinking about the holiday shopping season.
And when you say Q4, just to get the acronym, that is the fourth quarter of the year, correct?
September, October, November, December.
There you go.
From a business standpoint, most of people would have picked up on that for sure. But yeah, Q4 meaning the last quarter of the year. Very, very a huge, important time for retail. Folks, think about it now. Let's get organized and strategized. Let's get deliberate and smart about where you're putting your resources in order to make this the greatest fourth quarter holiday purchasing season you've had for your company. And we have a lot of tools based on what you do to hit your audience in the most perfect way so the ads are relevant and we move the needle.
Well, you've talked about that first free consultation where you can come in and actually talk about what would be best for your business. Can you give me a sense, Brian, of what I should expect from that? I mean, is that going to be a big hard sell thing like they do? Or?
No. There should be no hard sell because you should see the value in this yourself. And as we talk about these different ideas, they should be tailored exactly to the kinds of things you're talking about, your comfort level. There's some great moments when you're sitting and talking to somebody. The thing that consistently hits me is we live this all the time, every day, but we hit business owners who say, I had no idea.
I know
that you guys did this. What? And then it's kind of like, why did, is this tied to news radio? Like, is there a way that these two things are like tied? No, they're actually completely separate, but they do the same thing, which is make your clients aware of your service, your product, your organization, and then turn them on to whatever it is you're doing so that they move through your door.
Well, you could come up with a campaign utilizing all the assets that we have here.
Sure.
Right? You could do digital and radio.
I was like 19. You want 19 campaigns running? Well, yeah, we can do that, I guess. The combination of radio and digital. Sometimes I'll bring you a really fancy looking funnel piece of paper in my visual, the things people can't see on the radio, but the digital or the marketing funnel, the top of that funnel is branding and awareness, making them aware you exist. Mm-hmm. From there, how do you get them to convert or buy? That's where digital comes in. So radio is the greatest invention in the history of branding and awareness, in my opinion. And digital now comes in and says, all right, you know, we exist now. And as you go through the process of comparing my business to others and the services and the price and the quality and all those things, how do we get you to buy us? And digital is a huge part of that process and can work just perfectly with whatever your radio campaign is. Again, really great to get very focused and get strategic about this. Think about your resources you're going to deploy in the next 6 months in advertising and try to make it so that there's a little bit of both happening at the same time because those things work together perfectly.
Exposure is everything.
Yes.
So that's a great thing.
Yep. And the first step is a call to Jeff Wayne. Give Jeff a call at 850-262-6000. Say you were hearing Brian on the radio and wanted to talk more about digital, and we'll sit you down and have a good conversation. 30, 45 minutes, usually about the window you need, but we have so much fun, we end up there an hour. Maybe more if we start talking about grandkids.
There you go. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question for Brian, he's our expert this morning on ADX digital marketing. He can tell you every product, every strategy, come up with a game plan for your business and be successful. And it really concentrates. Everything's targeted today. Everything's very specific. And so you have the ability to do that with this type of advertising that we never had before.
Yeah, we identify the audience you want to reach. And then we go where they go.
Mm-hmm. And that's the coolest. See, for me, I'm just an old, you know, whatever. But I'm used to billboards and to TV ads.
Complete that thought, Meg. I'm not sure what that meant.
Well, I was intimidated. First time I heard about this show, I was like, oh, my God, I don't know anything about digital advertising. And I've learned so much. And now I would encourage anybody, because so much has changed just in the technology in the last 5 years. And so it's hard to keep up. If you're you got a kid in school, you're in school. That's one thing. But if you're trying as a business person to run your business and keep up with digital and how to keep up with the social media and all that stuff, this is a great tool to have somebody in your corner from this team of experts to help you line up a good plan.
And you just made the best approach and argument possible to anyone who said, oh, I already talked to somebody about digital. Oh, we ran digital once before. Oh, I think of, there's... There's so many variables that every time you do it, it could be slightly different and potentially better. So if you have had some experience in digital marketing for your company and you have some opinions about it, you might want to just sit down with somebody and find out what's new.
Right. That's right.
Because there's always new stuff between social mirror and what we can do with your social media posts to all the video products that we have from connected TV. We can put your ad on just about every platform that's out there, from a Wi-Fi enabled streaming TV, like at your house, think about what you watch on TV. There's a really good chance we could put our ad right in front, your ad right in front of that audience, targeted. Anyway, I could go off and it's break time. So,
all right, we've got to take a quick break.
Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking this morning with Brian Prowitz, our ADX marketing digital marketing consultant expert.
Yes.
Say that three times fast.
No, I will not. But I do want to throw one little thought in your mind as we head out the door here today. And I want to talk just a touch about SEO and the revolution that's happening right now with AI and how search is changing dramatically and what that means for your business. SEO is becoming more and more important. SEO is search engine optimization. It's what happens in the backside of your website in order for people to find you when they do searches. But as more and more people are using AI as their search engine, it's changing the way websites are being sorted and organized and how the information is being presented to people. And it's very, very important that you do spend some time on the SEO of your website. This is an investment. It takes time, but it's critically important as AI becomes more and more of a force in the search world. We're seeing impacts on PPC campaign, pay-per-click campaigns like Google pay-per-click, which so many businesses have relied on. If you are relying on that, you have got to also pay attention to your SEO. We have a remarkable SEO package here that I wanted to make sure I plugged here at the end of the show, just to put that little seed in your mind if you're one of our local businesses that are listening to this show consistently. So get started with your digital campaign conversation right now, especially as we look toward the end of this year. Give Jeff a call at 850-262-6000. I know it's not even July. I'm talking about the end of the year. I'm talking about holidays already, folks.
Planning ahead.
850-262-6000. Let's talk digital marketing with ADX Digital Marketing.
Ooh, every day, every time you're here, I learn even more. So don't hesitate. What's that number again?
850-262-6000.
Thank you so much, Brian, for being here. Happy Father's Day to you again.
To you too.
Poppy, is that the...
Poppy, yeah,
Grandpa. This is Pep Talk. I'm Meg. I'll be back with you again every day this week from 9 to 11. And remember, as you go about your day-to-day, be kind to others. Be gentle with yourself. Find the time to love now.